Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maybe does it seem a little disorganized or something went amiss when they were preparing for the night? Sure. But I'm going to give somebody, you know, a pass when it comes to something like that, you know, so that I can really, you know, have the full spectrum and the full experience of the dinner. So that's one of the places that we've been. It was, you know, top notch all the way through. So thank you so much. I remember, in fact, one of the reasons why it came to mind as a place I wanted to go to is back in, you know, Daniel Lalchik, the gourmet cellist. He did a great job the last few days. I love listening to him. And I got to change how I make my my red sauce, my marinara sauce. Because he gave some great tips, especially about not overcooking it. But, you know, he had brought the head chef from there on, and, you know, he was talking about all of the new recipes and all of the new dishes that they were doing, and he knocked it out of the park. So thank you, Emeralds Delmonico, for a spectacular experience on, you know, on our first night. We actually rushed through the dinner, sadly. I think we only stayed for like 45 minutes. So think about that. I mean, 45, 50 minutes. We rolled through 1, 2, 3 appetizers and lamb in 45, 50 minutes, and everything was top notch. That tells you that people in the kitchen are on top of their game. So thank you again for a spectacular meal. Where else have I been eating lately? You know, my husband and I have been doing staycations in the city. Have y'all done a staycation? Do you know about staycations, Logan?
Yes, I do.
Right. Wait, have you done a staycation in your own city?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I grew up in a very small rural town in Kansas. I don't know that you could do a staycation in Winfield, Kansas. There is not necessarily enough to see and do, but you can certainly do a staycation in New Orleans. My mother-in-law, who's born here, raised here, and been, you know, here most of her life except for a handful of years which she left, always said to me, especially when I started coming down here and visiting, she said, "You can live in New Orleans your whole life, never leave, and still not do everything there is to see and do in the city." So my husband and I started about a year ago after my daughter made 1 and my son made 3. We started doing these mini staycations because we're not quite ready yet to leave them abroad, you know, for a week or two at a time on a vacation with the grandparents until the kids get a little older. I mean, I don't know about your kids, but man, mine are wild. So they're a handful. So we started doing these mini staycations where we drop the kids off at school on Fridays, and then the grandparents pick them up. So we have all day Friday to hang out, and we have all day Saturday. So the first weekend that we started doing that was for French Quarter Fest. And, you know, we like to start the day out, you know, sleeping in late and having breakfast or brunch somewhere. So we did that, you know, starting French Quarter Fest. We came down and we ate and just lingered all day, made it back early, and did that, you know, on Saturday morning as well. So what we do when we have these staycations is eat our way around the city and drink our way around the city. And so one of the places that we went is Boucherie off of Carrollton. It's really tucked in there. You know, obviously you have to head, you know, not out of the city, but towards the River Bend area. And we absolutely enjoyed it. It was incredibly phenomenal. The service was great. It was a spring menu at the time, so they had some really great cold soups, which the name of it escapes me right now, but we had some great cold soups, dishes with peaches, fresh spring peaches. And we also had, you know, my husband and I, when we go out to eat, actually, we like to pick things off the menu that we can't cook at home. You know, I told you my husband and I are pretty good cooks. And so we like to pick things. We don't do a lot of lamb. We don't do a lot of duck. We do a lot of fish in our house. And so I think my first guest is here. Do you want to send, can you check and see if she's in? Okay, thanks. So we're always trying to cook things that, you know, we don't really cook at home. And one of the things that, you know, or a couple of the things that we don't really cook at home all that well is duck, wild boar, which I love having out. Anytime I see wild boar on the menu, we always have to get it, and lamb. I think probably because that's a little bit more expensive of a meat than you know, than we're gonna spend on a weekday meal. So I'm really excited to introduce to you our second guest for the show. Just showed up. Remember, I was just telling you all about the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana and how I was gonna have her on the show, but because we talk about food on this show, I think it's fitting, especially for us New Orleanians, to talk about where our food comes from, particularly if it's locally sourced. We care because we have some of the highest standards for exceptional food in an extremely competitive marketplace. So to know about our food is to have a more personal experience with it. And food in New Orleans is a very personal experience. So our next... Oh. Well, you know what, y'all? We're going to jump to break, and when we come back, we will have Deba Bibu from the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana, and she's going to tell us about the oyster shell recycling program. So I'm going to chat with her for a few minutes, and then we'll be right back and share it with you guys. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, WWL.com. This is 105.3 FM HD2. We are back. And I have my first guest. Well, I had my first guest. She's on the phone. I have my first physical guest in the studio with me, Deba Bibu.
Hello.
Who is from the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. So I want to tell you all just a little snippet about that, and then we're going to jump into the actual program that she's here to discuss with us today. Now, the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana, that name might not sound familiar to you, but one of their key projects might, which is their oyster shell recycling program that partners with local area restaurants to collect and recycle oyster shells to help build eroding coastlines. Deb is here to tell us more. I've been working with CRCL since 2014, shortly after they started the oyster shell recycling program, which I saw you guys first at Null Oyster Fest. Mm-hmm. Y'all had a booth there, and you know, we had a booth there as well where we were selling our oyster shells. And my husband and I looked at each other and we said, we got to go talk to those guys and find out how we can get involved. And it's an incredible program, but I'm going to let Deb tell you about it. She joined CRCL in 2015. She's a trained ecologist. She earned a PhD from Tulane University. She's originally from New York, but obviously you've been here for a while now.
10 years.
And she received her bachelor's in environmental biology. So she is really a specialist in this area, and she heads the program. Deb, thank you for coming. I'd like for our audience to know more. So can you describe the inception of this program and what y'all's goals were when you first started mm-hmm. it?
Yeah, so thanks so much for inviting me on today. So the program began in 2014, and we were actually awarded $1 million grant from Shell. And that was enough to help us really get the logistics of this program worked out. And our main goals were to prevent this resource, oyster shells, from ending up in landfills. And the second main goal was to not just get it out of landfills, but to return it to Louisiana's coastal waters for use in coastal restoration projects. And the reason that we wanted to do this is because there is a shell deficit in Louisiana's waters. So globally, 85% of our oyster reefs have been lost. And
that's due to
many, many different factors. Some of them have been over harvested. Some have fallen to pollution. There's just a lot of human use of our coastlines that have competed for space. And we think oysters are tasty, and they can be a very sustainable, you know, food option. But we do have to be mindful of, you know, taking care of that resource and stewarding it. And reefs are really amazing because they help protect the coastline, and oysters are a real keystone of the ecosystem. So we wanted to you know, give back to the coast in this way and give people an opportunity to give back. So just by, you know, eating
and leverage
oysters,
this amazing resource.
Exactly. Louisiana's waters, our wetlands, are very soft and muddy since we're on a delta. And oyster larvae, the baby oysters, actually need a hard surface to attach to in order to grow. So the shells of oysters are really important in that way because of that function that they serve. So when they're put back into the water as culch, or this hard substrate for the larvae to attach to, they're providing this surface area from which a reef can grow.
Right.
Now, then once you have the oyster larvae, you know, growing, they're called spat, and now the ecosystem functions of the oyster kick in. So the young oysters are good food for other organisms, like drum or crabs. But then as they grow, they're also providing habitat, because oysters attach to each other. They secrete.
They cluster.
Exactly. You have probably seen this looking at the back of oysters. You might see them attached to other shells.
Right.
So that structure provides a function, and that function is habitat. All those little nooks and crannies are great for little, you know, shrimp or other fish to live in. And so it becomes a what we call a living shoreline. So the oysters themselves are going to be alive. And as you know, they're filter feeders. They're these little bivalve mollusks. And as they are filtering the water, they're improving the habitat around them. Then finally, the thing that we're really interested in is that structure helps to knock down wave energy that can protect the shoreline.
Right.
So this ends up being a real win-win.
Well, we're about ready to roll to another break. We'll only be gone a few minutes, but we're going to come back to you and pick up where we left off so you can know more about this great program and how oysters are helping us rebuild the coastline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.